this new podcast episode titled Building Your Training, the Key to Sustainable and Engaging Learning. This episode's an introduction to the live development module on Monday the 10th of March, which is part of this month's Structured Growth Pathway. This is David from Eureka Training Community. In this episode, I'll be sharing my perspective on designing training, along with some tips and tricks to make learning both fun, lasting, and engaging. So let's dive in. Let's start with, for me, training is first and foremost about bridging an organizational performance gap, providing clear benefits for both the organization and the learners, making the learning experience a fun and enjoyable one for both the trainer and the learner.
Making the learning experience a fun and enjoyable one for both for the trainer and the
I'd say there isn't 50 keys to structuring a workshop that truly benefits both learner and organization. However, I tend to keep 8 essential elements in mind. The first one, pre-communication. This is the phase where everything starts. Even before the training begins, it's crucial for establishing an initial connection with your learners and aligning them with the workshop objectives. It really is our first opportunity to start and build that rapport with our learners. The second one, variety, and this is about using different formats and methods to keep learner engagement high throughout the training, but also to ensure that learning actually makes its way to long-term memory. Real-world relevance, context. There's a saying related to training, context before content, i.e. we need to let our learners see how the upcoming content will help them in their everyday work, and ideally we do this before we offer any content. Modular structure, organizing the training into distinct modules to ensure a smooth learning experience. Then practice, providing the opportunity for learners to apply the content to real-life situations to help strengthen and embed their learning. Feedback, allowing learners to assess their progress and adjust their approach. Reinforcement, i.e. learner-centered reviews throughout their workshop to ensure that the brain tags the content as important and stores it rather than discarding it. Another training saying that sums this up is, you can teach more by covering less. And number 8, post-training follow-up, supporting learners as they start applying what they've learned into their everyday work. We'll explore some of these elements in much more depth during the live virtual development module, How to Structure Training Modules That Maximize Engagement and Transfers Content into Capability. And that's on Monday the 10th of March. And one of the key topics we'll be focusing on during that training is the structure of a module, which is essential for designing training that works.
Modular structure, preparation, presentation, practice and performance.
But what do we mean by a modular design? A modular design refers to the way the different parts of a workshop are organized. Let's put aside activities and engagement techniques for the moment and focus on the backbone of any training, the modules themselves. I work with many organizations and I'm often surprised when I work with trainers and designers at how often a modular structure is either missing or really poorly designed. Just as an aside, if your training is a one-day workshop, it should typically consist of 5 to 6 modules, each lasting 40 to 45 minutes. If it's live virtual training, each module would uncover one piece of content and have a duration of around 60 to 75 minutes. Each module, whether it's virtual or face-to-face, is divided into 4 key stages. The first part is preparation. Here we spark our learners' interest and actually tap into their prior knowledge. Presentation. This is where we offer content to our learners, but we also need to engage them with that transfer. Practice. This is our learners applying, experimenting with, and internalizing the new skills or knowledge. And fourth part, performance. Here we need to observe the learning in action. We need to see our learners doing what the objective said they'd be able to do. This four-part module process is precisely what we'll be discovering during this month's live virtual training. If you haven't signed up yet and want to explore modular structuring in greater depth, I encourage you to register for March's Structured Growth Pathway. It's a perfect opportunity to refine this essential skill. Before we wrap up, here are some tips for designing engaging and impactful training. 1. Focus on the essentials. Consistently provide value from a learner's perspective. 2. Variety. Vary the format to capture and maintain attention from start to finish. Dedicate 70 to 80% of each module to practical application, allowing learners to truly absorb the content. As the saying goes, if you want them to hear it, you talk. If you want them to learn how to do it, they physically do it. Observe and assess learning during each module. This helps sustain motivation and ensures continuous progress. That's about it for today. I hope this episode has whet your appetite and given you concrete ideas or helped to reinforce your current thinking. I look forward to seeing you on the 10th of March, where we'll be exploring these concepts in much more detail. In the meantime, why not join me in the community WhatsApp group, where you can share your thoughts, ask questions, and request related information about this episode. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now.